Barry, a tough night. The only thing that matters is you're on the next round.
Aye, obviously we didn't play as well as we wanted to play, but we spoke about it and changed them there briefly after the game, and we're in the next round for the cup, and that's all that matters at the end of the day.
What kind of team were they to play against?
Aye, they weren't bad. We watched a bit of video on them and stuff, and they were very solid at the back. They got their two banks of four and a bank of five then in front of the back four, so they were hard to break down. And to be fair, they gave us a few scares in the counter attack as well. Did a couple end up being off players up front. So at the end of the day, we're just delighted to be in the next round of the cup.
Manager made a few changes as well. Does that affect the way you're going to play?
No, we know the squad we have. Anyone could play in any game. So there's no excuses in that there. Players that come in, I thought Mark was outstanding at the back. Just a bit of composure. Whenever we got a wee bit frustrated, he's a calming influence back there. And just the boys that come in, even Jack Malone and Darren McCauley off the bench as well, done excellent. So we have a good squad there, and whatever 11 selected for the match, everyone has full confidence in each other.
How important is it to have a really experienced player like Mark coming on here? Because he's been around the block as far as the League Ireland goes.
It's been great. Obviously, we signed mid-season there. Whenever we obviously lost Josh Kerr, Conor McDermott, from the back line. So he came in. It's his first game tonight, and we've never put a foot wrong.
Old reliable, and I say old, but he's only 19, Mr. Parkhouse, yet again.
I suppose it's about time someone else is chipping him a goal or two. But no, Parkhouse has been great. He works. He works his socks off up front. Every goal, assist, everything he gets, he deserves it because of the work he puts in first and foremost. Decky's all not in his case, but always keeping an eye on him. His intensity up front is what gets us going. And again, whenever it looked like he might have been heading for extra time, and he stepped up with a great goal again.
There's another big home game here next Friday night, Shamrock Rovers. That'll be a huge night.
Well, that's it. We've obviously spoke about that there. We have to try and close the gap to them the second. Obviously, we're going to have to play a wee bit better than we played tonight. But we'll recover now for the weekend, and we'll come back on Monday and try and work on a game plan to beat them next Friday night.
Peter, a game like that must be hard for a goalkeeper to watch.
I suppose it can be, but experience gets you through the ones. It's tough. Concentration, that's more important than anything in the games. You just have to keep talking to the defence, keep yourself involved in the game as much as possible, because tonight I didn't have a great deal to do, but if there's something there that I had to do, then I was focused on the game, that I'd have done it.
Most important thing is, of course, you're through.
Yeah, it's very important that we're through. Relief as well. It was a hard game, but we had a lot of chances during that game. But as you say, it's the most important thing that we're through.
For a team supposedly struggling, they gave you a bit to do as a team?
They did. We knew it wasn't going to be easy. We've heard people saying it's going to be 3-4, 5-0, but we knew ourselves, we did our homework. We knew we were coming into a fight tonight because they had helped their game, and that's what they did. And they probably parked the bus a little bit, which made it a lot difficult for us, and Parky stepped up again with a goal.
Fantastic goal.
Great goal. I think he just put his head down and hammered. I don't see any placement in that shot, but listen, that's what the kid's got. He's unbelievable. That's why he's our main striker.
Massive game this day week now in the league here against Shamrock Rovers.
Yeah, it's a massive game. We've got a good week of training under our belt and do a good bit of analysis, because Rovers know they're in for a fight. They've seen that the last time. They did 2-2 game, come from 2-0 down to come back to 2-2, so it'll be a good game.
Derry been a good move for you?
If you want the truth, I absolutely love it. I love it. I love the people, I love the city. I really love the city, actually. And I'm absolutely loving my football at the minute.
You're in a final. You're hopefully heading towards another final if you can get through these rounds coming. And you're doing really well in the league. Has Derry done better than expected this year?
I would say they have. Come from where they were last year. It's night and day, I would imagine. Listen, from a group of players that have never met each other, to come to on the 3rd of January, to put the performances in we're putting in. We're in a European place, we're in a final, we're a chance to play for another one. We're probably past everybody's expectations, but long may continue.